where you are to be so all right that you leave behind so much of that self-punishment that you give to yourself when you do something or when something unfolds that you can't control, or even that you could control but that you didn't. We want you to find that place of always loving you and always loving even those who seem to be unlovable. In other words, who could be more on a mother's hit list than someone who does not take care of her child in the way they are paid to do, they are supposed to do, they are mandated to do? Who could be in greater range of your disdain and anger than someone like that, and yet you must not go there because the price you pay is far too great, you see?
That's been my challenge. I've done a lot of the processes.
Put that closer into your.
I've done a lot of the processes with incredible results. Instantaneous results.
So many things are easier than that. That's something that you think about often, 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 and most of all, it's something that you care greatly about. If someone called you on the telephone and said, "Hello, you don't know me. I'm just calling to tell you I will never call you again," you would say, "All righty then." You would not feel any sadness or concern about it. But if someone very important to you gives you that information, what you feel is very big. And so it's important to realize that when your desire is strong, not being in alignment with it is strong. So when something like this that bothers you a lot and bothers you often, the good news is you have put a whole lot of things in vibrational escrow. And do you know, one mother concerned about one child who is not being cared for properly could put enough in her vibrational escrow that when she lines up with it, the entire healthcare system could be improved. From one person who cares enough to line up with the image rather than doing the easy thing, which is to focus on what is. It's easy to just walk around and observe. The hard part of creating is to find a vibrational pitch and tune yourself to it regardless of what's being shown to you, you see.
Yes.
So don't be hard on yourself that it isn't easy, because of course it isn't, because it matters so much. But as you have already done what we encourage, you've started with easier things. So you know that you get results when you line up with things.
Well, I've actually used it on this issue with some pretty incredible results already. It's just that I find a worrisome nature that I have creeping in so much that I know that
I go... Well, do you know, when you have to count on someone else to do important things, that's what is worrisome, because there are so many moving parts and you can't control them.
Well, and he can't tell me, he can't say, you know, this is going on, so I have to go from what I observe and...
When you think you have to control all of those moving parts which you can't control, that's what brings about worry.
Yes.
And what worry is vibrational imbalance. In other words, you can use any word that you want, but worry or concern is your split energy. That's all that it is.
Yes.
And so, of course, when you focus upon that and you feel that, it feels like there's a legitimate reason for it. And by physical standards, of course, there is. But we want to say, and we're just going to give this to you bluntly, there is no legitimate concern, no matter how big it seems, for you not finding a better feeling vibration. And when you do find a better feeling vibration, you'll get the results. Sometimes people with less important conversations or subjects will say to us, and they really mean it, it's a bit odd to hear it from them, but they say, "Well, this business of lining up with what I want is hard because there are so many things around me that I'm observing, and it's so natural and easy to observe these things, but I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to bite the bullet and try to line up with what I want. I'm willing to do the work to try to get into the vortex, and but it won't come immediately to me. Is that right?" And we say, "No, what you want will not necessarily come immediately, because you have to practice being in the vortex and maintain it for a while." But, and then they say, "Well, but so what's in it for me? If it's not going to bring me the..."